Welcome to the True Leadership Podcast, where we look at a principle of good leadership every day, because leaders develop daily, not in a day. I'm your host, Royce White, and we're going to spend the next few minutes talking about a single leadership principle so you can devote your daily leadership to growing yourself and others. Good morning. Today is March 11th, and this episode is called Listening, the Key to Communication. A fool takes no pleasure in understanding, but only in expressing his opinion. Proverbs 18:2. Much like a growth gap, where because we grew taller as we got older, we think we grow wiser as we get older. In the same way, we think that because we can hear, we think we are listening. It's not true. Listening and hearing are two different things. Hearing is a physical, autonomic phenomenon. It's involuntary in all but the hearing impaired, while listening is a purposeful, cognitive, intellectual function. We have to think about it. Like leadership, personal growth, learning to play a music instrument or practicing engineering, etc., we must also learn to listen. As you've heard me say before from Stephen Covey, most people don't listen to understand, they listen to respond. What if we all started to listen in such a way as to communicate better? It starts with understanding selfishness. See January 30 podcast or blog. We don't listen because it's all about us. But leadership is about other people. Always has been, always will be. I can't tell you how many times I endured other people's conversations just so I could get to what I wanted to say. What a waste of their time and mine. You don't learn from others that way. And most people have something to offer. We all have different gifts, talents, and experience. You're there anyway, so you should listen to what's being said and learn from it. Add it to the pool of knowledge, separate out the wise counsel, and make good decisions. So how do we truly listen? There are typically 3 to 6 levels of listening, depending on who you follow, with the top two being from Stephen Covey and Otto Schwarmer. As well, in studying and being certified as a coach with the John Maxwell team, we learn to listen deeply. These are what I have put together from all my study on listening. It is simple and effective. Level 1, casual listening. It's a low level of information, conversational, listening to respond, want to get our thoughts and ideas across, share our experiences. This is okay for casual conversations, and we don't need to dig deep. Doesn't matter if we understand. Level 2 is considerate listening. Here, we are more actively listening to understand, but we are still mostly concerned about the parts of the conversation that are important to us and not necessarily what the importance of the conversation is. We take away what we want and some of what we should. This is a two-way conversation, polite and cordial, though we mostly take away what we need from it. Level 3, concise listening or compassionate listening. We are intently listening with empathy to understand purpose, meaning, and action. Our first purpose is to know deeply what the other person or people are trying to get across. We use listening techniques to ensure we are understanding correctly what others are saying and effectively communicating what we want them to know. We actively and compassionately listen to the heart of the others. Plus, we utilize special methodologies and procedures to guarantee we have connected. Much of this is taken from good marriage counseling techniques, and it is applied across the spectrum of situations in life. Here are those methodologies. Make the conversation safe. If there isn't safety, people will not share, or if they do share, not as deeply as they should. So no condemnations, no accusations, no angry comments. Never say things like, "You hurt me," but say, "What you said made me feel badly." The point is that someone can disagree with you that they hurt you, but they cannot disagree with your feelings of hurt. Not logically, anyway. The next technique is called dual listening. Context and condition of speech. Most of us work on understanding the context, or the what is being said. Great communicators also pay attention to the condition or how it's being said at the same time. This takes practice to perfect, but can be done. Don't get too far ahead in context without defining the condition. It puts understanding in a whole new light. The next technique is called ask questions instead of making comments. Comments can be accusatory, where questions allow for options. Don't ask why. Reframe the question with a how, what, when, or where type question. Example is not why did you do that, but maybe what made you feel that was the right thing to do? The next technique is read between the lines. Don't add what is not there, but listen in such a way as to discern what they are trying to communicate, but not saying explicitly. Because you're going to ask them later if you understood correctly, it's okay to guess at what you think they're trying to say, because you will give them an opportunity to reword or better define. Do not put words in someone's mouth, but speak in a way that shows you're being empathetic and that you're listening. The next technique is keep to one topic at a time. If you don't bring conclusion to a topic, it spills over and can become confusing. Get closure on a topic, then move on. We're all on the same team. You are not my enemy. Think and speak in a fashion that shows I am not out to get you, but I am here to help the team win. As a leader, your job is to get wins for the team. What does that look like? The next technique is prove you're listening, looping for understanding. It's a forensic term. Ask good, deep questions. Don't get angry, get curious. One of the greatest hallmarks of a good coach is curiosity. Learn why people feel the way they do. So prove you are listening by repeating back in your own words what you heard them say. Do not mirror, mimic, or parrot. Use your own words. What I heard you saying is... The next technique is ask if you get it right. Ask if it makes sense. Ask if they can clarify anything not understood correctly. You're being vulnerable by saying you might be wrong. This diffuses and de-escalates situations. Are you here to win or here to communicate? Have follow-up questions. Show that you are paying attention. Here's your takeaway. Your purpose is to get all the knowledge in the room into the pool of knowledge so that you can make intelligent decisions. This is not about you. It's about truth. Communication isn't about winning an argument or making something go in your favor. It's about doing the right thing and helping your organization and helping others. Do not make this about you. Make it about others. Do not raise your voice or attitude. Help others. Help your team win. Lord, help me think more highly of others than I think of myself, and help me help others communicate their hearts and their understanding. That's it. Much love and blessings. See you tomorrow.